Welcome to Funnel Hacker Radio Podcast, where we go behind the scenes and uncover the tactics and strategies top entrepreneurs are using to make more sales, dominate their markets, and how you can get those same results. Here is your host, Dave Woodward.
Hey, everybody. This is Dave Woodward, host of Funnel Hacker Radio. And today, you're going to love this. We have the opportunity of having David Abrams, who's the co-founder of Denio, with us. And I'm so excited to have him because this is a topic we spent a lot of time talking about, and that is webinars, onboarding, Q&A, but trying to keep that as simple as possible. Obviously, our perfect webinar is one of the things you've heard Russell talk about from the beginning of time, but without any further introductions, let me just dive right in. David, welcome.
Hey, thanks so much for having me, Dave. It's a real pleasure to be here.
This is going to be exciting. I love your guys' software. I've had the opportunity of kind of going through it, getting a basic understanding of it. But I want, if you don't mind, if you just spend a few minutes kind of talking to people about why Denio is such a great tool and how it would help people who are basically part of our funnel hacker community utilizing ClickFunnels and how they can use that in their business.
Absolutely, absolutely. And in the spirit of Denio being simple, I try to keep my explanation simple here as well. And the truth is that my partner and I are both marketers. I have a background in funnel building. Actually, one of my past companies was a funnel consultancy. And my partner is an internet marketer for many years, and we just were not happy with the webinar providers out there, the solutions out there. They just either felt clunky, or they didn't integrate well, or they just didn't have, you know, they didn't feel like they were built for marketing and sales. So we continually ran into problems. We continually had to like put a bunch of different applications together, and we said, you know, maybe there's something here that we can do. We can create a better webinar experience, create something that allows you to, you know, touch base with your prospects better, have a better relationship, better engagement, and better interactivity, which in the end is really what a webinar is all about. And there's my dog playing with a toy in perfect timing. So sorry about this to everyone listening. I'm at the home office, and of course she found the loudest toy in the room.
That was the dog saying, okay, you've spoken long enough, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. So we went down this process to make Denio, and along the way we brought in all the things that we really wanted out of Denio. So some of the cool things here is like you can take our registration pages and you can customize them for your brand. If you don't want to use our pages, you can actually take unstyled HTML code and paste it into a ClickFunnels page, so you can actually have your own ClickFunnels custom page made. It's really cool, and it's super simple. Literally like a couple of clicks and you have that done. Another thing that we did was we created automated rules. So instead of having to like piece together all this different software, we actually created a system with like two clicks that you can create specific actions that happen based on the attendees' behavior. So if they register, you can add a tag. If they join late, you can choose what time they join and then add a specific event. You know, you could have if they leave early or if they complete or if they, don't attend, if they skip the webinar, you may want to put them in a specific maybe campaign. And so this just allows you to speak to your prospects better, have a better relationship with them, and really kind of, fine-tune that marketing funnel by giving them the right message at the right time. And that's really what marketing funnels are all about. So that's just a couple of our small features. One of the biggest things I would say is we really try to create a low latency, high quality platform that, you know, you can have a one-to-many conversation, but it feels one-on-one because you can get instant chat response. You can have other webcams and mics open. So you have these conversations to make a really more, a much more interactive, engaging webinar.
You know, obviously, the main thing I was looking at as far as for ClickFunnels, obviously, we integrate with a lot of different third-party platforms for messaging and things. The great thing as far as Denio is you obviously can build that exact same thing inside of Actionetics, where they have the opportunity then of being able to actually follow up in that follow-up sequence. And marketing automation is really the main reason why we looked at building ClickFunnels, is to be able to create that type of marketing automation sequencing. And I think the cool thing that you guys offer as far as Denio is that ability to really provide a better webinar experience. And then the key for all of us as we take a look at this is, again, when we're looking at a webinar, one of the main things is the messaging that takes place to those people who attended, those people who didn't attend, and then obviously those people who maybe bailed out before they actually had the call to action or things of that sort. And I think that's the – as we take a look at some of the stuff that you guys offer – let's talk just a few minutes just about as far as the use of a webinar. And I want to make sure we kind of expand. A lot of times people think of a webinar just as a sales opportunity. And some of the things we were talking about just briefly was a couple of the other areas where they can utilize a webinar or a Demio type of experience.
Totally. So, definitely a lot of times in internet marketing in particular, you see webinars used as like a sales device, but you can also use webinars as a lead generation device. So giving, you know, some free content on a webinar. So you're qualifying leads by getting them to sign up. And then you're just doing a free presentation, no pitch, just training. And what that's going to do is it's going to move them forward in your funnel, right? Create that new relationship with them. So they're no longer just a cold prospect. You're warming them up. You're telling them your story. You can tell them about, you know, pain points, get them hooked. And then, you know, talk about solutions to solve that. So just free content is a great way to move people through your pipeline. Another thing is live. That's also like live training, basically. So live training to your people or live Q&A. So I like to do live Q&A sessions with my people and really just go through specific questions. And we can even bring those people on Demio and do like a webcam and mic. And so you have like these one-on-one personal conversations, but it's in a one-to-many group setting. So it's really powerful. And the questions that people bring up are often questions that everyone has, but, you know, sometimes they don't want to bring them up. So you get a lot of transparency and benefit there. If you're doing software or any type of program, doing custom one-on-one onboarding is huge. We do one-on-one onboarding. So we actually do a one-on-one call with people as well. And just walk them through the software in about 10 minutes. So you get to see what's happening, but that kind of personal connection now takes someone who's purchased a customer and really turns them into like a raving fan, right? So now they like the platform, they get to know you, they feel like there's a personal connection there. You'll see a decrease in churn or refund rates from programs and continuities and stuff like that, because all of a sudden that relationship again has moved forward. They're not just another customer that's thrown in, now they have a personal relationship with you. So that's just a couple other ways that you can use webinars as well.
I love that. In fact, let's spend a little time, if you don't mind, on that aspect of one of the main things we see is the importance of really getting people more actively engaged. And that engagement into a client product or project and or membership site is really one of the things that we see happens for the opportunity that really exists to really make sure you connect well with your users, with your client base to grow that. And so as you take a look at, you know, webinars and take, for example, you may mention as far as onboarding, we've got a lot of people who listen to this who are coaches and the hard part for a lot of them is time, because they're trading their, you know, time for dollars. What are some ways that they could actually utilize an onboarding or a one-to-many type of approach utilizing your software to actually be able to better help them in their business to get a better return on their time?
So one of the powerful strategies I've seen from just some really amazing coaches that I've worked with in the past is having, you know, when you open your program, you know, this is a little bit different if it's an evergreen program, but when you open your program, having that group onboarding call as a one-to-many call. So it's not, you know, a training session. It's not a sales or marketing session. It's literally just bringing people in, welcoming everyone, talking to each person individually, getting to know them, and then also introducing them maybe to the group if you're doing a public group. So doing some type of one-to-many onboarding is great. So in this session, you might talk about what's going to happen in the program upcoming. It might be what they're going to learn, kind of re-energizing them on their purchase. A lot of times what this does is it pulls people forward. They're more excited to get into it. A lot of times after people join, there's a little bit of buyer's remorse that happens after a purchase, especially like in a big, you know, coaching program or something like that. So having these sessions soon after the program ends kind of removes that, gets everyone back excited. Really make sure you focus on, you know, the benefits that they're going to get from doing it. So keeping that excitement going throughout. And then also kind of get the connection with other people, but it feels still very personal. I would recommend having them come on, like maybe even a one-on-one, each person that you talk to, have a one-on-one, like maybe even if it's like 30 seconds of time, just to say hello and welcome them in and stuff like that. But that's really powerful. I think, you know, I think when people, what people really want, and a lot of times how you get people into higher level programs is, you know, they need to trust your marketing message. They need to understand that their pain is going to be solved by your program or your consulting or whatever it is. But a lot of times people are buying from you. So that level of transparency is very important, that they want to trust you. They want to make sure that they're not just buying a program, they're buying a program from you. So there's no better way to do that than like a live, you know, you think about like live events are probably the best way, right? They get to see you, get to connect with you. But second to that, I would say would be a live communications platform where they can still, you can have your webcam on, you can talk to them in real time and still have that connection to really pull away the objection level that happens a lot of times when you're selling online.
I think that's awesome. I know that we utilize that type of a platform for our very high-end Russell's Inner Circle. And
yeah,
he'll end up doing his Decade in a Day, where he'll have, you know, 4 or 5 people on for, you know, almost, you know, 3, 4, 5 hours, where he's actually working one-on-one with one of those people talking about their business. But what's happening is the other people who have the opportunity of listening is they're learning what they could do in their own business from some of the questions and things that have gone back and forth with Russell and one of the other participants. So I really like that idea as far as providing extra value and allowing people to really connect and feel who you are and buy into more of you, especially in the high-end coaching type of thing, because that's really what they're buying, is they're buying you as well.
Exactly.
As the results that they believe you're going to be able to help them get.
100%. Yeah, I've actually been on one of those calls with Russell, and they're fantastic. So what it does is create like a mini mastermind effect without travel. And so many golden nuggets happen that way. And when you hear other questions come up, it inspires you to think of even new scenarios or ideas. And you learn so much from other people. But again, like you said, it's just about the power of connection and engagement is really, really the power behind a webinar.
That's fantastic. So tell me, is one of the things that when we first started, David, you were talking a lot about is simplicity. Because I know that technology is always one of those things that, you know, people get a little concerned about whenever they're looking at moving to a new platform. What are some of the things that you guys have done to simplify the process?
Well, you know, from the very beginning, we looked at the other platforms and we felt they were clunky. They just felt heavy. No disrespect to any of those providers. It just, to us, we wanted to have something that was very simple. You could create a webinar in, you know, 10 seconds or less. So for us to create a webinar, it's putting in a title, choosing a date, you're set up. You have a page created and everything like that. You can go in and you can make it much more advanced, customize it more, but it's that simple to get something up and running. We wanted to like kind of remove the technical hurdles of creating integration. So it's just a two-click integration to add a registration integration, to create those automated rules. It's literally point and click. No having to like look for specific things or like put in tag IDs or some crazy technology stuff. Just point and click, choose your tag, and it's done already. With our integration with Drip, which is really amazing, we have these things called record events. So you can actually record events on each of the little triggers that we have. And in your timeline, in your customer timeline, in your CRM, you can see literally everything listed. Like David Abrams registered for this webinar, webinar name. You know, he joined at 10 minutes. He left early and moved him to this campaign. So like you can literally see that entire timeline. So it's just about ease of use. Now, that's just kind of the features while you're creating your webinar. But what we really said was the big thing is the attendee experience, and the actual hosting of the webinar has to be simple. And it has to be intuitive, because you may be running your first webinar. You may be joining as a, you know, like a guest on a show or something like that. You've never been on this platform before. You have to know how to do it, and it has to be intuitive. So we created Demio as a browser-based application. So it's one click to join in the browser. So just click right in the browser. And inside there, it's very simple. We have a backstage if you're presenting. So all your major functionality is out of the way. And then when you're out of that, you're just presenting. And it's very clear, one click to download your screen sharing ability. But we wanted to create it so it felt simple, so it felt intuitive. You didn't need, like, we literally took out help bubbles inside of the software and put them all into like a help desk, because we wanted to make it so intuitive that you shouldn't need help bubbles. You should be able to go into the software, create and run your first webinar in about 1 minute. And really, we've gotten feedback from people who have said, you know, hey, this is amazing. I've come in, I've created my webinar, I created my integrations, I created my tags, I created my pages. I ran my first webinar, and I completed it, and it's like 10 minutes after they signed up.
Awesome. That's super cool.
Yeah.
So tell me, as you take a look at the opportunity for utilizing webinars, we've talked about onboarding, we've talked about a Q&A, we've talked about obviously the sales cycle. I think from a sales standpoint, what are you seeing these days as the best price points to use webinars to sell?
The best price points to use webinars to sell as far as the programs that they're selling on the webinars?
Yeah. I mean, take for example, you're typically not going to do a webinar for a $19 product. So
what
price points do you find a webinar works really good at selling?
Well, I would say any product that's mid-range to high level product are really going to benefit from a webinar. I've seen, you know, we just launched, we just got through the grand opening of Demio, and we're our low end was $237 all the way up to $497. Now, it worked really well on webinars because you have, you know, you have a good solid 30 to 50 minutes to explain your story, talk about your pain points, talk about the benefits, showcase that. And you can use the webinar content to kind of, you know, pre-sell as you go through it. So you have this really amazing choreographed presentation all the way through that you get to do for people. And then you get to have this great call to action that you can use. And with our platform, you can put in buttons and stuff. But the cool thing is that once you start getting to higher price points, what I've started seeing is I've seen people do like literally $7,000, $10,000 packages on webinars. And some of these webinars might be 2 hours. That sounds kind of crazy, but like a 2 hour presentation or maybe a 3-part webinar series. So it's basically 3 hours or 4 hours over time to sell a $10,000 program. And the reason this works is because every single webinar kind of builds on that layer of trust, builds on that layer of transparency. More questions are asked, more content is given, more testimonials are given, more proof is added, more pain points are dug into. So by the end of it, you know, you're going through these presentations, this long webinar process. You are completely convinced that this program is right for you, and it should be right for you. Like the people that are going to buy at that point should be the right target customer for that program. And that's really what it allows you to do. And what's so cool about it is you can be engaging on webinars. So it's not like someone just sitting through like a 4-hour presentation and falling asleep. The idea is you want them to be engaging, interactive, ask them questions, put out polls, give them handouts, stuff like that. So they're keeping interest through this, but they're also being sold on the program. And so out of it, you know, you do this 4-part webinar series and you can make 10 sales at $10,000. You create $100,000, you know, revenue there off 4 hours of time. That's insane. You just couldn't sell like that straight to a sales page. It doesn't have the same level of transparency and proof and content there.
I think that's awesome. Well, as we get close to kind of wrapping things up here, anything else, David, you want to make sure people understand or know about?
Well, I definitely think for Demio, I would definitely say, you know, check us out. What we've done is create a very simple, easy to use platform, but it's very robust and very powerful. And it's really just the start for us. We have a lot of training in there as far as how to get going. And if you need any help while you're doing webinars, we'll be there. We'll be there and there to help you along the way.
Oh, that's awesome. So David, how should they reach out to you?
Yeah, absolutely. So you guys can find us at demio.com. That's our website. You can find all about what we're doing. You can follow us at demio.com/inside. We're very transparent as a company. We used to have a YouTube series that followed the company growth. Now we have a blog called Inside Demio. And you guys can kind of follow along as the company grows, feature requests, like just some of the entrepreneurial journey stuff on the back end. But yeah, definitely check us out there. And if you guys want to connect with us, it's Facebook.com/meetdemio or Twitter.com/meetdemio. And it's my partner Wyatt and I, and we're always there to talk with entrepreneurs and help out with webinars or software, whatever we can help with.
That is absolutely awesome, David. I greatly appreciate your time today. And again, that's Demio, DEMIO.com. So guys, check it out. Thanks again, bud.
All right. Thanks, Dave.
Thanks for listening to Funnel Hacker Radio Podcast. If you'd like to be notified anytime we release a new episode, just subscribe over at funnelhackerradio.com. In addition to that, we'd love to send you a free gift. You can find that free gift at funnelhackerradio.com/free trial. One last thing is we love giving away cars. So if you'd like access to a free dream car, all you have to do is go to funnelhackerradio.com/dream car and you'll get all the details. Thanks again for listening.